'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
Welcome to the show, folks.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line.
Just got a nice New Year's wish there from RBN founder and chief John Stattmiller. I love the line that he used, see you next year. And we'll see all of you next year. Happy New Year. Wow, it is a happy one. Best New Year. Gosh, I have to really scratch my head to think of a happier New Year in my 68 years on planet Earth. Wishing that this would be, you know, a great New Year for you. Barack Obama's doing the best that he can. John was just mentioning this to me. Barack Obama's doing all he can to make it a great new year with his floundering, flailing, futile flagellation of Russia. What a desperate last gasp effort by the war party to create friction with our natural ally, Russia. And Donald Trump is just, oh boy, he's just hitting this one out of the park. He's going to have just such a great, we'll read his tweets to Putin and the back and forth. Putin's having a great time at Obama's expense and the Democrats' expense, and Trump is responding in kind. It's just too cool. It's going to make for a great inauguration, and we're going to talk about that inauguration in just a minute. But let's get everybody into the cockpit here. And get you on the phones at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we get all my screens organized here as we get the show rolling. We've got, as we end the year here, we've got these two great co-hosts, Paul Fromm in Canada and George in Maryland. I want to give a year-end appreciation to these two gentlemen. And let me first check the cockpit here to see if they're strapped in. George or Paul, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. And how about you, George?
James, thanks for the kind words. And I spread kind words to Republic Broadcasting. First to the staff, Mr. John, you run a fabulous network. All of our new callers we've gotten this year, great stuff. And James has heard me railing the last couple of 4 days about when will we eventually become mainstream and people like us will actually be on television and our part of politics will have a 24/7 news with a real anchor who talks about what we think. And holds communists and socialists in low esteem. We can see it coming. Having Trump incorporated is a fabulous start. So I'm going to check my fire, and Gene knows I have some bullets I want to shoot on that, but I'm going to wait until we have a Sunday show. Apparently that won't happen until next weekend, but I want to talk a little bit when we get there about we need to make our push to go from underground, to go from alternative, to become mainstream. Because I'm frustrated when I turn on cable or whatever. There's 99.99% the other side and 0.1101% us.
I'm going to give you
Happy New Year to you, James.
George, and Happy New Year to you. I'm going to give you a great example tonight of just what you're wishing for. This is under your Christmas tree. And you notice how when you're cleaning up the Christmas tree, sometimes you find that little present in the branches there that everybody missed. It's kind of fun sometimes. And there's a little present there in the tree for you, George, that you've missed. And so I'll talk about that in a second. And it comes under the heading of Breitbart, one of your dreams come true. And I also want to say this at a New Year's and a Christmas present for John Stadtmiller. What he has done, you mentioned the power of TV and the visual, George. But I'll tell you this. I went to film school, and one of the first things we were taught as new film students is a film director standing up in front of us said, "Okay, all you geniuses here that are going to make movies, I'll bet you think that the powerful tool that you have is a camera, and you're going to learn how to take pictures and show images, and this is what a movie maker is, and this is the power of media," and so on. And the director said, wrong. He said, "What's more," and I'm going to ask you, "what's more powerful, the sound in a movie or the picture?" And everybody in that crowd, he said, "I know all of you think it's the picture. It's the camera." Wrong. It's the audio. It's the sound. It's the most powerful part of a movie. It's the most powerful part of media. It's not that dramatic thing, the picture. He said, "If I show you a movie with no sound, you will hate me, because you won't understand anything of what you just saw. But I can play a movie, a good movie for you, with only the sound in a dark theater, and you'll love it." And that's the power. The Sean Hannity radio show is more powerful than the Sean Hannity television show. And so what John Stadtmiller's got with not yet a TV station, but a radio network, this is not junior league. This is not junior to TV or to video. So think about that, folks. Rush Limbaugh is audio. Sean Hannity is audio. Michael Savage is audio. Even his YouTubes. Look at Michael Savage's YouTubes. It's just a picture of Mike. No moving picture at all. And
James, you're all over this. Something else about radio is anonymity is still an extremely important thing. Take me. I'm anonymous. I don't want my picture up there. Most callers into RBN and other places, even Rush Limbaugh callers, they would rather be anonymous. Why not? The other side has billions, and when they find someone they don't like who's just an ordinary American living from paycheck to paycheck, they're more than happy to screw somebody, destroy their careers, or even kill them. So it's a wonderful thing, radio, and I'll stick with it forever. Maybe I dream about all of our radio one day being available, not just on internet, but on an actual over-the-air UHF or VHF station. We know that's coming, though.
Yep. Well, the power of what we've got, what we're doing right here, right now, is awesome, folks. Our job is just to put out good radio. Your job in the audience is to give us good calls and tell your friends about it. John Stadtmiller's job is to grow this network. And everybody, all of us, are doing a good job at our jobs. Here's an example, though, of what you're hoping for, George, actually coming to fruition right now, today and yesterday. Exclusive behind-the-scenes presidential inaugural committee, Trump inauguration, to have less pomp, circumstance, so he can get right to work. Okay, that's the headline at Breitbart.com. Now, let me tell you the background to this, folks. Well, here, I'll just read you the article, and you'll see what happened here. Donald Trump finessed the mass media. He called up his buddies at Breitbart, remember Steve Bannon, former head of Breitbart, is his chief strategist. He called up Breitbart and he said, hey, you want an exclusive? And he gave them an exclusive inside the Donald Trump Transition Committee. Didn't call up ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, or any of those other clowns. He let Breitbart scoop all of them. And this is the pattern that we're going to see in the Trump years. I predict, folks, you're going to see a lot of this.
This is delicious. Thank God for that. Hey, Breitbart, great job. Hey, CNN, we don't care what you think.
Now,
this is going to be gradual, what George is wishing for, and me too, the replacement of today's lamestream media by the new media. And I think what Donald Trump has done, I find that really encouraging. The goodies are going to go to the people that are fair, Breitbart, yes, and others, not to the hatchet men of the Zionist power structure.
Exactly. And folks, what does everybody want to know about right now? What's the hot story? What's the scoop? It's the inauguration. Everybody wants to know what's going to happen. Well, only the Trump people know. The Obama people don't know. Their history. They're as Putin says, luthers. And so they're gone. It's the what's going to happen on January 20th, the exciting stuff, the inaugural balls, for instance, those are Trump's doing and so on. Obama, he can just leave. So everybody wants to know. Well, CNN, NBC, ABC, they're sucking their thumbs because they don't have the story. Now, listen, let me read the story. You'll see what I mean. Washington, D.C. This is only at Breitbart. President-elect Donald J. Trump's inauguration will have less official celebration throughout the day and evening so he can focus on getting right to work on behalf of the American people. Now, when any of those networks have started this story this way, let me give you the background. Breitbart got an exclusive run through the transition committee offices. They were invited in. They had, carte blanche to all the information inside the transition team. It was an exclusive. Now, if NBC had been invited in, which they expect to do, see, in past presidencies, they were invited in, all the networks were invited in together. They're excluded now. They don't have this story. And if they had this story, would they have said, so he, the president, can focus on getting right to work on behalf of the American people? Would they have written it that way? No way. They would have found something negative to start the story with.
Absolutely. Let's continue.
Yep. Officials involved in the planning process tell Breitbart News. The inauguration itself will be less focused on the donor class and ritzy Washington insiders as in years past, and more focused on the regular working class people across the country for whom Trump has become the champion. Now, you can't get this news. NBC is sucking its thumb. They don't know what Trump's planning. Well, they have to read Breitbart to find out. Let me continue on in here. There will be three balls instead of 10, as there were in 2009 with President Obama, because this president, Donald Trump, is all about getting to work and making sure Americans are safe in their homes, safe in their jobs. Look at the news that just came out this week. 8,000 jobs being brought to America between Sprint and One Watch. And then they mentioned the three balls that they have. I won't go into the detail here. One of the balls will be the commander-in-chief ball, which is reserved for military, military families, and Donald Trump will be expanding it now to add to the military. Trump is going to expand that ball to include first responders like police, firefighters, police and firefighters, and will also allow in veterans, military families, and wounded warriors. So that's going to be a great ball. And then there will be two others, not 10. President Obama had 10 balls in 2009. Bush had 9 balls in 2001 and 2005. We will have only 3 balls. And let me continue down. Another change from previous inaugurations. Remember, this is the hot news. This is what everybody wants to know. Is that the parade from the Capitol to the White House on Inauguration Day is expected to be, everybody's wanting to know, is it going to be long, shorter? shortened to just an hour or so. Revolutionary. That's great. That will allow Trump to get right to work at the White House on day one before he goes to the balls later that night. Oh, this is so beautiful. And would NBC have ever, would they have told the story that way? No. They would have reported it this way. They would have reported it this way. Donald Trump is so fearful of a mishap at the parade that he shortened it down to 1 hour. He's shaking in his boots. That's how they would have reported it, folks.
Trump, the fascist Nazi, was blah, 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 blah.
Then he says, again, the thinking that the Trump campaign stressed is that Trump wants to honor tradition while also wasting no time helping protect American safety and jobs. The Trump spokesman said in this exclusive to Breitbart, the president-elect is about honoring the traditions, and this is a ceremony about the American people more than any one person. You've seen that previous inaugurations are really lavish. You have a lot of long events, a lot of big events. This president-elect is somebody who's ready to get to work. So if you look at the carrier deal, look at Sprint today, look at the Boeing and Lockheed Martin stuff, he's all ready. And this is impressive with our leadership, at least in modern times, in that there's a transition and president-elect who is already getting to work before he even takes office. You are going to see that reflected in the inauguration itself. And then he says, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to skip here because of our time limitations. Breitbart News was given an exclusive tour of the Presidential Inauguration Committee offices in the General Services Administration GSA building near L'Enfant Plaza in Washington. The sprawling offices represent the beachhead of Trump's looming, oh, I love this, looming takeover of the federal government.
Whoa! That fascist Nazi taking over the United States of America government.
A culture very different from business as usual in government offices in Washington, D.C. And then they show some pictures of the transition offices. Again, these visuals were not given to the lamestream media, only to Breitbart. And Breitbart was just a small media outlet 1 year ago. But Breitbart has boomed, as have other Patriot networks and Patriot websites, has boomed with the Trump phenomenon. And I'll go through here a little bit more. You get a whole visual tour here, and this is all at Breitbart.com if you want to look at it as we broadcast today. And their visuals include things like, the blackboard, the whiteboard. It shows, MAGA, in big giant letters, MAGA, which, you know, Make America Great Again. It shows Make America Great Again hats, all very patriotic and stuff, whereas the lamestream media would have found some overflowing trash can and they would have taken a picture of that. They added, the Trump people said that this space, this commit transition are not funded by taxpayers except for minimal building costs from the GSA. And he said the entire building is two city blocks long on each side. And we have access to the whole building. And then he says, I'll go down to the bottom here. There you go. The Inauguration Committee's team, media team, is working overtime to ensure that the hundreds of millions of Americans who won't be able to make it to Washington for the inauguration festivities and the billions worldwide can get a front row seat to the action using media tools. So there you have it. Donald Trump is aware he is the story, which means he holds the keys to the media, and he's going to use them, folks. We got a break here. We got William in Montana waiting on the line, and Vladimir Putin calling in from Moscow. Vladimir, we'll get right to you right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. We don't want to keep the president of Russia waiting. And William, I'm going to jump President Putin in front of you with your permission. And we'll get back to you in Montana right after we talk to President Vladimir Putin straight from Moscow. And of course, this is another example, folks, of the new media being created. President Putin is not calling up ABC or NBC. He's calling up RBN. Thank you, President Putin.
Greetings to my American friends at the Republic.
Привет, товарищ.
Yeah, George, it sounds from listening to you early in the show that you are already drinking some vodka. Is that true?
I am drinking the vodka, Vladimir.
Good, good. That's good stuff for you. Grows hair on chest everywhere except mine. I can't understand it. But anyway, I want to once again put out message to party that supports Donald J. Trumpsky, man of peace, man who wants peace with people of Russia. This is positive thing for world. We cannot wait until President Obama and his husband, Michael, leave White House. This will be a day of great rejoicing in Russia. They have been nothing but trouble to us and to the peoples of the world. So it will be a great day. I am contemplating coming to America to march in inaugural parade. I want to make sure that everyone knows in America that I support Donald J. Trumpsky. I would say, however, James,
yes.
You are able, if you can, to bring little Bjorn to Kremlin for one of Christmas parties that I have invited children of American people in Moscow to come. Rather than throwing them out of my country, I want them to come to our Christmas party. And little Bjorn would be very welcome, much more so than in gay Boy Scouts. You know what I mean.
Well, you know, that is quite an honor, President Putin. And let me just say, mentioning about little Bjorn, he is, let me look, well, I have to look up it here, but he, little Bjorn is a great, you know, put in a lot of greats there, grandson of the first czars of your great country, and which means his father, yours truly, is also. So it would be wonderful for us to return to Russia, where little Bjorn's great grandfather was, in fact, the first czar of Russia.
Well, one thing I would say, James, you are fixated on this ancestry business. I understand from that you are related to Obama's mother, Ann Dunham.
Yes.
Oh, no.
This is not good, my friend. This is part of family tree that you don't want to be swinging from.
So true, President Putin. Let me read what Donald Trump tweeted to you. Of course, I know you picked it up on your cell phone immediately because you're one of Donald Trump's followers, one of his 18.2 million Twitter followers. And by the way, speaking of a company that Donald Trump is now making billions of dollars, Twitter is an example. And boy, does Donald Trump know he has thereby leverage. Donald Trump tweeted to you on your cell phone, President. He tweeted to you, good move, great move on delay by Vladimir Putin. I always knew he was very smart.
Well, we appreciate those wonderful comments from President-elect, soon-to-be President, Donald J. Trumpsky. But all of this talk about Russia hacking Russia, you know, it was Obama administration, if you Americans remember, that were hacking and listening to phone calls of piece of crap in Germany, Angela Merkel.
President Putin, it takes guts to interrupt the president of Russia, but we'll be right back with you after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, with the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. And the I got that reference for you, President Putin. You asked about little Bjorn, our five-year-old son. And he is, I just have to add one generation to his relationship, he is the 35th great-grandson of Rurik, the first Tsar of Russia, who lived from 1830 to 1879 on my mother's side. And on my father's side, little Bjorn is the 28th great-grand-nephew of the first Tsar of Russia. And there are other Tsars in here, but I won't take up your time with those. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm glad to know that you listened to our show there in the Kremlin.
Yes, we are very lucky here. We have shortwave radio. We don't have anything technologically up to date, but we have shortwave, so we do listen. Now, I want to extend great greetings to all of the RBN listeners, especially William in Montana, who is very patient waiting to have his opinion aired. Happy New Year to you all, and God help us if Obama stays in Washington. He belongs in Guantanamo.
Thank you, President.
Well said, President Putin.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. What an honor it is to have the president of all the Russias on our radio show. And here's another message, by the way. Donald Trump tweeted this today. Russians are playing CNN and NBC News for fools. Funny to watch. Funny to watch. They don't have a clue. Fox News totally gets it. So there you go. Watch Fox News. Now, the headline came out yesterday on Drudge Report, folks, that Fox News is now head and shoulders ahead of the other networks in its ratings. And why? Because they have dared to break from the pack and give some support to Donald Trump in the person of people like Sean Hannity. And Tucker Carlson has also shown support for Donald Trump. And surprise, surprise, CNN, their ratings, hostile to Trump, plummeting like a rock. NBC, MSNBC, ABC, hostile to Trump, going down the toilet.
So we won't miss them either. I'll get the liquid plumber and make sure they really go down.
So very good, and that we got the latest tweet in from President Trump, and we also got in that exclusive from Breitbart on what we all can expect on January 20th. You know, that's going to be a heck of a day here on the radio. Let's go to that patiently waiting William in Montana. William, thank you for calling.
First, I would like to say, you know, hello to George and Paul.
Привет, товарищ.
James. And then I'd like to say something to Putin. Здравствуйте. Добрый вечер. Спасибо, спасибо. And then to the people in Russia, I want to say, спасибо. Хорошенья люди, Русиня. And then, с новым годом. So now everybody knows that William in Montana speaks Russian, so he's definitely a Russian agent. That's why he probably didn't like Hillary. It's all come out.
Hey, William, well, that was really good, mate. Товарищ.
I had such a ball today listening to all the stuff coming out of Russia. It was hilarious. One of the things that came out was that the head of the Upper House Committee of International Relations, Senator Konstantin Kosachev, has described the latest U.S. move as agony. He said the departing President Obama is betting on the U.S. reputation as a civilized country that guarantees the succession in its policies when the highest officials are replaced. This is the kind of agony not even experienced by lame ducks, but by political corpses.
Political corpses, I like that.
Political, he's not even a lame duck, he's a political corpse. And another guy said, another high-ranking official said it was a gesture of despair and a poison gift to the Trump administration, and he just hopes that Trump does not eat it. Not even a lame duck, but a political corpse. It's agony listening to him.
Yeah. And William, you know you've won, and you know that the enemy is routed when you're laughing at them.
Yes.
And my gosh, this is wonderful. And you know,
and I had tears in my eyes reading early this morning when I got the feed from Putin, And the words he said brought tears to my eyes. He said, you know, his Duma, a legislator, said that he should retaliate. And he said, we reserve the right to retaliate, but we will not sink to the level of this irresponsible kitchen diplomacy. We will take further moves of restoring Russian-American relations based on the policies of the administration of the president-elect Donald Trump. Then he said, and this blew me away, he said, we will not forbid families and children from spending New Year's Eve holidays at places that they are used to. Moreover, we invite the children of American diplomats with accreditation in Russia to the New Year's and Christmas festivities in the Kremlin. I mean, what? it is unbelievable. I mean, he's showing Obama the 101, diplomacy 101.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he just said this was not only what he did, not only disrupted the diplomats, but he told all these families to pack up and get the hell out in 72 hours. How inhumane! And if you look, it's illegal. International law does not permit that. And so, I mean, it's just it is agony, and it is a political corpse. It's not even a lame duck anymore.
Well, what's wonderful is to know that our Russian brothers and sisters are laughing. They're understanding this correctly, and so we can laugh and and dance and sing as we ring in the new year. This is beautiful. Paul,
I want to wish everybody and our brothers and sisters in Russia, when they're listening on shortwave radio, which I want to say "S Novym Godem," which is Happy New Year's, and I say that to you all. Thank you.
Well,
hey, William, that was great stuff. Hey, William, I can't resist. Could you imagine if Alexei Kosygin or Leonid Brezhnev or any of these past Soviet leaders had heard an idiot like Obama doing what he's doing? They would be rolling on the floor laughing so hard they couldn't even make a response.
Yeah, and I think, Gorbachev even tweeted today that it's just appalling, this behavior, because, there's a lot to be gained by building bridges, especially between the United States and Russia. And he was horrified at this type of petty and what Putin called kitchen diplomacy, irresponsible kitchen diplomacy.
Yeah, so that's beautiful.
To keep our fingers crossed that in the next 20 days, that he doesn't do anything that we all will regret. He's totally crazy and out of control.
Yes, he is. And to add to what you said, everyone in Russia with a computer hooked up to the internet can listen to RBN. As easily and just as well and as clearly as you can there in Montana, William. So this is one of the miracles that we're, this is one of our new media miracles, is that we can be heard by anybody with a computer. So the alternative mass media already exists. People just have to realize it's right there on their computer. And if they just learn a couple keystrokes as to how they can tune in, let's say RBN, anywhere in the world, that is the death knell for the lamestream controlled media.
And I will say, Dobre vecher, spasiba. And with that, take my exit.
All right. Thanks, William.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vasil.
Let's take another caller here. Let's rush in Tim in the great and smallest population state in America, Wyoming. Tim, you're on the air. Oh, we lost him. Well, the
what's the chances of the next and only member of the House of Representatives from Wyoming being Richard Spencer? I understand they're going to have a special election there, and he's indicated he might run.
Well, the Ryan Zinke is going to be the Secretary of the Interior, and he is right now the only congressman in Montana, which is about a million people. So that there will be a special election to replace Ryan Zinke in Montana. And so you're right about that, Paul. The let me just see if we have any other caller hanging on here. Tim? Tim, if you're there, call back. I apologize for losing you. It'd be probably my fault. And you mentioned we were talking about genetics and ancestry a minute ago. Kevin McDonald on his wonderful website, theoccidentalobserver.net, he's got an article today entitled, it's a link to an article, Friends Have More DNA in Common Than Strangers. And the article goes this way, just to lead. People may unsuspectingly choose friends who have some DNA sequences in common with themselves, a new analysis finds. So Paul, George, and I, we probably have more DNA in common than we know. Researchers, and with you folks out there, because we're birds of a feather, we're flocking together, and guess what? The science shows our DNA is matching up. Researchers compared gene variations between nearly 2,000 people who were not biologically related and found that friends had more gene variations in common than strangers. The study lends a scientific backing for the well-worn cliches, we're just like family, or friends are the family you choose, the researchers said. The researchers did the study because they wanted to provide a deep evolutionary account of the origins and significance of friendship. And this is a big study, folks. They analyzed 1.5 million markers of gene variations, and they found that friends, so Paul and I haven't found our genetic relationship, Paul, but I'll do it. And the same with you, George. That they found that pairs of friends had the same level of genetic relation on average as with a fourth cousin or a great, 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 a great, great, great grandfather. And they said, the finding suggests that choosing friends who share similar genes is a behavior that may have contributed to human evolution, the researchers said. So kind of an interesting thing. And
hey, James, speaking of the Occidental Observer, this just in, the Occidental Quarterly, the winter issue is out, according to Dr. McDonald. It's the biggest and largest we've ever made, 136 pages. Yes. As articles by Nelson Norcite, Dr. Walters, Andrew Joyce, Guillaume de Rocher, Dr. Tom Sunick, and Roger Devlin. So, as George here, the caustic voice of the Trump phenomenon, I personally urge RBN listeners, please, go get yourself a copy of the Occidental Quarterly. Get at least one. Read it. Subscribe if you want, because there's magnificent material in there. It will make you think, and then you can be one of us.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
No, that sounds really good. While we were talking about Richard Spencer a few minutes ago, there's something up on the internet that he posted. A very prominent Jew has been harassing Richard Spencer's mother, who runs a bed and breakfast, demanding that she denounce Richard Spencer and distance herself from him, or her business will be ruined. And her response is, "He's an adult, and I'm an adult. He's the political one, and I'm not denouncing anybody."
And, yes.
Dirty politics that are played, and more and more our enemies are showing their hand.
Yes, they are. And as Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County said, the left is showing us a new level of stupid. And speaking of great intelligence, I'll tell you what, folks, the Occidental Quarterly, which you can find at toqonline.com, you can look at the cover of the winter issue. And that lead article you mentioned is by Nelson Rossett. he's a friend of yours truly and this show, who lives just a few blocks down the street from me here in North Dakota. And his title is Racial Ecology, Part 3, Post-War and Contemporary Issues by Nelson Rosett, spelled R-O-S-I-T. And then you've got Raymond Walters has an article entitled Rushton's Question. And I don't know what that is, but that's referring to Peter John Rushton, who had a great theory of genetic similarity. We'll talk about that sometime. We've got a little break here, and then we'll come back. We'll see if we can squeeze in another phone call, a couple more comments. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And the in our last segment here, wanted to mention another encouraging thing that's happening. The it's apropos of this season and the New Year's here, as it's mighty cold probably wherever you are in the U.S. And apparently there is record cold in America now. How record cold signifies global warming? I don't know. What's wrong with that picture? The incoming administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency is Edward Scott Pruitt, born in 68, so he's 20 years younger than you and I, Paul. He's a young man. He's only 48 years old. And he is what they call a global warming, well, our enemies call him a global warming denier. He's a denier. A more accurate term would be skeptic. And he, let me go down to the bottom of his profile here on Wikipedia. He ran unopposed as the Attorney General of Oklahoma in 2014. Pruitt calls himself, quote, a leading advocate against the EPA's activist agenda, unquote. Now, he's going to head the EPA, folks. It's kind of neat, isn't it?
Very good.
I like it, James. Go to the National Ice Center. It's kind of run by the Navy and NOAA. In today's ice report, the entire Arctic Ocean is filled with ice. The Hudson Bay is filled with ice from the top to the bottom. The Bering Strait is iced over. There's only a tiny little bit of blue going down the Laurentine Strait. Sports fans, the Arctic ice cap is not melting. It's as robust as it's ever been. Global warming is a bunch of poo.
And several sources, including the New York Times and the Independent, have described Scott Pruitt as a climate change denier. Pruitt has said of global warming that, quote, that debate is far from settled, unquote. And with other state attorneys, he has sued to fight the EPA's Clean Power Plan and regulations on methane emissions. Gene Karpinski, the president of the League of Conservation Voters, that's the other side, folks, described the nomination of Scott Pruitt as being, quote, like the fox guarding the henhouse, unquote. I love that. He said in response to the nomination, this is Pruitt speaking, I intend to run this agency in a way that fosters both responsible protection of the environment and the freedom of Americans. So Scott Pruitt.
Wow, that's unheard of.
Wow. Yeah. that's radical stuff.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you what, folks, I've been reading up more and more on it myself. There's a good, George, correct me if I've not spotted one of the really good websites, but here's a website called iceagenow.com. That's one I think is worth taking a look at, iceagenow.com.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Thank you. That's a strong endorsement. What these folks are talking about is this. We may be facing not global warming, but an ice age, and it might be very soon, and we better get ready for it. Well, here we are. We'll see you again in our next show.
So, I think we go live on Tuesday, James.
Live on Tuesday, folks. See you then.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.